Another big night for Real Madrid and also for Kenya Madrid. The first time on our regular podcast show 9248, we are hosting three guests from three different Kenya communities around the world. And this is a great milestone for the show because we started this show just 1 year ago when there was a lockdown and the pandemic just started. And within a year, we grew so much that we are having guests from other countries as well. So very proud moment for me. So let's just get introduced. We have Dhenuka from Peña Madridista Bombay. We have Stuart from Peña Madridista de Los Angeles. And we have Naved from La Seta, Dubai, which is Peña Madridista Dubai, based in Dubai. So welcome to the show. I think this will be a great one for the viewers, for us as well. I think people from your countries are also watching us and having a great moment seeing us discussing about the match. So at first, I want to remember all the people from around the world who are suffering from COVID-19. We know that we are going through a very challenging time. And there's no such country who has not been hit due to this COVID-19, which has been like 1.5 years. And we know that there are countries like USA has suffered a lot, and also India, who are the people here there are suffering a lot, especially Delhi. And our warm wishes and prayers will be with them. But amidst this pandemic, our lives are still going, and we're watching football. So I just want to know that how are you feeling that from a different part of the country you have joined this podcast in Bangladesh? So if we can hear from Stuart at first, do you want to say anything?
First of all, thank you for the opportunity. I'm pretty excited to be here with all of you. And what I want to do is thank you for bringing that to our attention. I want to send our Madridista love to our brothers and sisters of Real Madrid fans in India and on all that region. I know these are very trying times, but a good opportunity as such that Real Madrid can bring some joy. But from us, from Los Angeles and the rest of the Peñas in the United States, we just want you to know we're thinking of you. And hopefully today will be a good day for all of us, and we can turn the wave, if you will, that we've been going through. I know through this trying times I've become very positive. So I'm positive that things are gonna get better. And if through soccer we can at least get our mind off a little bit, then be it. So big a la Madrid from Los Angeles to all of you and everyone, because every single Madrid has suffered through this pandemia. So we are extremely excited, and a big ala Madrid to all of you, but particularly for brothers and sisters in India.
Oh, thanks a lot, Stuart, for your amazing words. Exactly, that football is a very good relief for all of us, and especially the matches, and especially Real Madrid. So, Naved, just a few words, if you want to say.
Well, yeah, thank you for, you know, bringing me to the show. Bangladesh is one of the most like football loving countries in the South Asian region. People have like tremendous passion for football, and especially for Real Madrid. And like this is really it's a great platform actually you guys have created, you know, to you know, share some feelings. As Stewart was saying, you know, during these hard times, you know, when there is a football game of the team you love, it actually, you know, it acts like a motivation. It acts like a medicine, you know, during these hard times, after difficult days and after difficult times. So yeah, this is how it is. Real Madrid always, you know, giving us reasons to cherish, you know, to relish, to joy. And yeah, this is one of those nights, you know, when we all, which we all have been waiting for, and which can bring us some amazing happiness, like some great amount of happiness.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just amazing to think that we share, we have different languages, different nations, but still we are connected to each other through our same energy and through our same passion for Real Madrid. And that's really amazing. So, Dhenuka, please say something about it. Okay, I will get back to Navid, definitely. Okay. Dhenuka.
Yeah. You were speaking of languages. So in whatever limited Bangla I know, I can say amake ei opportunity ta diyecho, dhanyobad. It's like what Stuart said, and Navid also alluded to this. We've been in the center of this pandemic for so long now, and I remember the time when we did not have football for those brief months, and it was like we were going crazy because there had never been a time like this, and this was unprecedented. And the marked difference when the league started and the transfer talks started happening, it kind of gave us that things were still horrible everywhere, but it gave us that much needed diversion, distraction, if you will, but in the best way possible. So it is the same thing that's happening now. Things are crazy in India right now. But yeah, watching Real Madrid and, you know, these games, they sort of work as the best distraction you could ask for, because you forget everything else. As a Madridista, you just want your team to do really well. And that passion overtakes everything else, at least for the time being. So I'm so thankful to for football, for soccer, for Real Madrid, and for this you know, this wonderful sport, because it truly helps us get through these tough times, for sure.
We are here in May and we're still in it for both, so I think that shows our quality as a team. And in general, I think that also gives a positive vibe to the fans, to the club. So,
okay. So I think everyone looks already very much a fan of Dhenuka's Bangla. Thank you for saying it in Bangla. So I'm just moving towards today's match discussion. Like, we already know that we are playing against Chelsea in the semifinal of UCL, a very special tournament for us. We all know that. But unfortunately, in our home match, we could not secure a win against them. But if we think about the result, that cannot be very satisfactory, because we always want to secure a win in home and then defend at their in away match. But we couldn't in the first match. But if we think about the match approach, I would say that we were totally outclassed in the first 30 minutes by Chelsea and their midfields. Like, they played really well, very high-pressing team, but we could not do well. Given that we had a very intense fixtures before that, matches against Liverpool and Barcelona, so our players were kind of tired, and they were actually actually suffering from fatigueness in some extents. But still, we came back really well, I would say, and we somehow managed to not concede more than one goal. So, if I want you to review the match, that how were we and how Chelsea was, how excellent was Chelsea, then how would you review the match? So I will start with Stuart at first. How was the first leg?
I have to say that statistics are always there to give us some guidance. But I think there's one thing that people haven't taken into consideration, that the weather had played an important part in during the first 30 to 45 minutes. So if you looking at the match itself, the weather really was. If you look at that match and the match against Barcelona, when we are a team of touch, of control, and I think if we move forward to today, I think 1-1 is not a bad result because all it takes is for us to win. And the way we will win is by having control of the ball, knowing the way we know how to do it, which is control football in a way that, that we've been known because we have the best midfield in football. So that being said, I think if we put on the taking what we have learned, and I'm sure Zidane knows that better than anybody, and we establish and we control the tempo of the game because they're going to come out very strong, I believe we have a very strong chance of winning. And also because we have played, contrary to other seasons in Champions, we have played very well outside of home, you know, when we are playing away. And I am very confident that if we do those two things and Kroos and Modric transfer that tempo of the game that we know, because if we play as how we played the last 15, 20 minutes of the match, then I'm very confident that we will advance. So I take it's in America, we say in the United States, we say, what have you done for me lately? So if we take those 20 minutes, forget the first 70, and we take the last 20, I'm very confident that we can do very well just by taking okay. that.
Okay, so I think, so I'm going to Navid right now. So that Stuart said that we need to do something that are supposed to be done in the first 20 to 30 minutes and in the first half exactly. So considering the first match performance, what changes you want to have in today's match? Like, we know that there will be some changes in the team because Ramos is available, Mendy is available in left back, and also Valverde has come back. So given the situation, what should be your expectation from the team in terms of performance, in terms of intensity and motivation and everything? Navid.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you guys know that the starting 11 is already out. And
I would like
to tell you guys that Ramos is starting, and also is Vinicius in the front. Yeah, because I've been receiving notifications on top of my phone, so I was concentrated. So, you know, it's Benzema, Hazard and Vinicius, and you have like today the same old you know, the usual suspects, Semedo, Cruz, Modric, and then Nacho, Ramos, Militao, and over there in the back you have, as always, Thibaut Courtois. It's a solid team, to be honest, and the presence of Sergio Ramos, it's going to make a lot of impact. It's going to create a lot of impact in the back. So even despite the absence of Ramos, the team has been doing like phenomenal. You know, it has not been conceding goals lately. Not scoring is another factor, but we have not been, conceding goals. So that is one good thing. And speaking about the last game, I would say that it has been, it has been one very favorable result for Real Madrid, because if we see the first 25 or 30 minutes, like, they were attacking us really badly. Like they had a very nice dominating game, and the weather was also a factor, as Steve was mentioning earlier. But by once we got the goal from Benzema, you know, from there on we saw a complete different picture, and the second half was really well from Real Madrid. And the good thing is we have like. Obviously, that away goal matters a lot, but it's not like we won't be able to score one goal at least today. So let's hope that, you know, in the initial first half, we get a goal so that we can, you know, come back in the game. And from there onwards, we can, you know, defend well and try to get the second goal, which is going to be a really, really crucial goal for Real Madrid. And, you know, seeing the past of Real Madrid, everybody knows that Real Madrid has been performing really well in the away matches. You know, we have scored 4 goals in the Allianz Arena, we have scored 3 in Allianz Stadium against Juventus, and this could be one of those similar nights which could give, you know, Real Madrid a lot of happiness.
Okay, so Danuka, throughout the discussion, we came to understand one thing, that we are pretty much aligned with the fact that we need to score goals, one or three, even more. So what we were discussing before the show, that we are very much confident about our defense at midfield, but when it comes to the attack, we are not showing the exact confidence that we can show in the other parts of the field. So, however, we have Benzema, our only constant scorer, and we have injury-free Hazard, who has recently come back to the team. And also we have Vinicius, who is fantastic in 30% of his playing matches. And the rest of the matches, he does not actually can play what we expect from him. So given the situation, that's my opinion, by the way. So given the situation, who you think we should look up to for scoring goals, and who can make the difference in the final third and can bring some early goals for us? And also, I would like to know another thing from you, that we have both Vinicius and Hazard in our team, and they both are more comfortable in playing in the left side of the in the left side. So what could be the combination in your thoughts, and how Real Madrid can approach the match from the very first minute of the
whistle? Yeah, so to answer what you asked first, right? So let's all pray and hope that we see the Vinicius that we saw against the first leg of Liverpool, who could do no wrong, scored two fantastic goals. So here's hoping we get to see that Vinicius, and not the one who just takes like a whole lot of time to decide and not finish. So hopefully we get to see an inform Vinicius today. I was very surprised to see both Vinicius and Hazard start, because I think almost all of us thought it would either be Hazard starting and then Vinny coming on in the second half or something. I think I'm surprised about the formation, but he has played this in the past. And if you see, even with Rodrigo and Vinicius, whenever he has played that combination as well, they both prefer the left wing as well. And it somehow seems to, Zidane seems to make it work. I'm confident that they'll do well. Hazard's going to play in his natural position, I think. And Vinny's going to play, obviously, on the right. So, also another important factor, you asked where the goals are going to come from. So, given that your show is named 9248, we cannot discount anyone on our team scoring, especially from those fantastic headers that we've seen. Our captain, who is back to score, and lately even Militao in the last
game. So, the commentator was saying that Militao is the new Ramos for Real Madrid.
Right. So we have Militao scoring headers. We've seen, obviously, Ramos scoring headers. And also, I think our second highest scorer is Casemiro, right, this league. So you can't really discount anyone from scoring, I think, for Real Madrid at least. So the important factor, I think, is going to be a rested Kroos and Modric, because I think it was a fantastic decision on Zidane's part to believe in whoever was on the field in the game against Osasuna in La Liga and rest the two midfield magicians who we really, really need today. So I'm so glad that he did not give in to that temptation and call Modric or Kroos when we were not scoring in the last La Liga game initially. So I think that is going to make a whole lot of difference because these two are rested. And the last time around, we did not have our entire team, right? Our first team, our first choices. We did not have so many players. And this time around, we don't have Varane and we don't have Vasquez, of course. But other than that, we pretty much have the team that we would want to play. So these are like things that have changed between the first leg and the second leg, and they're all going to contribute to our scoring, I think.
Okay. So I think we have discussed, covered a lot of things about Real Madrid, but we also need to know about how our opponent is playing is going to play. So Stuart, I'll come back to you again. So about the Tuchel's tactics and everything, like as I was saying, that Real Madrid got totally outclassed in the first 25 minutes, and we saw that Chelsea was very aggressive in terms of pressing or having the control over the midfield, given that Real Madrid have brilliant and arguably the best midfield trio in the world. So we will agree that our midfield trio was not actually delivering what we were expecting from them, given the restful matches and everything. But given that they have rested very well and everything, how do you see that we are Chelsea is going to approach for this match? And do we, so will we see them replicating the exact thing that they did in FDR, or I think they will have some sort of new approach for this match, like defending or anything else?
Well, I think there's an important piece that we need to consider is that we are Real Madrid. We are a team that has experience. And that's what I was talking about tempo before. I believe the tempo of the match is very important. And when this is going to be a very similar match of a boxing match where you're going to have Chelsea as the challenger who's going to come swinging, and you will just have to position yourself to know what you know best, which is tempo of the game. If you can control the tempo of the game, and as I said before, we start with that tempo, and which I know we can because we are Real Madrid and we have the experience. I mean, if you think about it, nobody has been there more than we have ever in the history of football. So I think that's going to be part of what we're going to be saying. Now, is it going to be easy? Not at all. I don't think it's not going to be easy because we have never advanced after going, you know, tying in semis, which is something that we need to consider. But knowing Zidane, who has broken every record, I do think that, I think Dinuka said it earlier, if we mark the tempo and we start going and we say, here we are the winningest team in Champions League, I think that Chelsea is going to have... you know, by Hazard, and I think you mentioned it earlier, I believe Hazard maybe is going to be a little bit back as the fourth, as the fourth midfielder, and to sort of support that thing. It's something that he doesn't like to do because he wants to be free, but I think that's going to be his role today, to sort of be that, instead of Marcelo, the fourth midfielder. So I think that's going to be the key of why he's putting in, they're putting it together. And I think he has tremendous attitude to associate himself, because it's all about association. And I think we'll see that within the first 20 minutes, we'll know pretty much where we're going to be.
Okay, so one interesting thing about Chelsea, like they are playing very much the same 11 that played in Madrid, but except the scorer, Pulisic, he's not available for this match. So I think that will be interesting to see that why this decision has been taken. I'm not sure if he is suffering from injury or not, but as long as I know, he's not injured. So that could be a tactical decision by Tuchel. So I will now come back to Navid again. So one thing that we really know for the matches that are happening right now, that substitutions or the subbing players is very crucial in the matches. Like now teams are allowed to make 5 substitutions, and given that Chelsea have a very well depth squad filled with very young players, on the other hand, Real Madrid actually do not have that much of players in their bench. So do you think that can make a difference? And if we see that in the second half or even after 45 minutes, what substitutions could be made for Real Madrid, and Zidane can make those? So what will be your point on that?
So yeah, this is a really interesting question, because when it comes to substitutions, like nobody can read the mind of Zidane. Like I believe Zidane himself, you know, before starting the game, doesn't know that what I'm going to do.
I think he knows himself.
You know,
yeah,
absolutely. So when he sees the game and maybe something strikes his mind, you know, and he says now this is the time. So at times, you know, these are the things which actually turn out to be really good. Because we have seen very important games when Zidane has not made substitutions till the minute 70th or 75th. Because he wants those guys, the 11 guys, to push to the maximum limit to deliver. Because, you know, he trusts those guys. And, you know, seeing the previous games, a lot of previous games, I can see that the team is pretty relaxed. As Tanuka was saying, a relaxed Kroos and a relaxed Modric can show you a whole different game. And then in the back, this time we have got Ferland Mendy and Sergio Ramos. So basically, you can expect a lot of drive from the defense itself, because, you know, Mendy, he actually contributes a lot, you know, because that guy can hold the ball. He is really good at having possession and then running from the wing. So that guy can actually take the ball up till the front, and he can actually help a lot to the Vinicius or the, you know, Benzema. And, you know, he's really good at having a possession. So given that, I say that the starting 11 is really good. But what we do have today in the substitution is one big name, which is called Fede Valverde. So this guy could be a game changer, because, you know, if, you know, doesn't matter if he is introduced after the first half or maybe, you know, before 20 minutes or 25 minutes, you know, the ethic, the work ethic he has, and his sprints, and, you know, the way he can, you know, go box to box and do some damage to the Chelsea defense. So you cannot predict. So I will admit the fact that we don't have that much quality on the bench, but at the same time, we don't have to disregard the players who have been contributing a lot in the absence of these, you know, the untouchables, these, you know, the guys we have in the starting 11.
Okay. So one interesting comment that we have received, like, someone was saying that Fede should have started the match. Navid, you really think that was supposed to be done, given that Fede has been out of the field for like weeks?
Absolutely. Well, to be honest, I was expecting, you know, the same from Zidane, because I really wish that Fede could have started, because he adds a whole different momentum to the game. You have seen, you know, when he started against Barcelona, in the last Clásico, you know, the damage he created, you know, the chances he created. That guy really knows how to tackle the pressure in the big games. But you also have to consider the fact that he has not been playing from the past, you know, 3 or 4 games. And, you know, he has gone through the COVID. So maybe could be possible that Zidane is going to experiment with the same midfield, Casemiro, Kroos, Modric. And then could be possible that Zidane can deploy Valverde after the first half. Maybe he can, you know, substitute Vinicius. Or could be possible that he could withdraw Hazard, depending upon the performance from Hazard, and he could employ Fede Valverde, and then he could deploy one of the guys, maybe Casemiro, to the defense. Or, you know, because Casemiro, we all know that he does a tremendous job, you know, playing in the defensive midfield. So this is something which I'm expecting from Zidane, because I know that Fede Valverde will be used today, either after the first half or, you know, whenever Zidane considers it, but he will be used.
Okay, so Dhenuka, I will have two questions for you. First of all, like, there are people saying that Asensio could be a good impact sub, because we know that Asensio has a very good history with Champions League. He scored some important goals against some difficult opponents, and also he's actually very good with being substituted. Like he scored goals, and sometimes puts very good effort in the right side, putting some good crosses. So do you agree with that, or do you think Rodrigo could be the person? First question, then I'll ask another question.
Okay. Yeah, so my thing with Asensio is, and I really like Asensio's play, okay, like his style, and I really, really like, because he's a beautiful player to watch. I really love his play. But that said, with Asensio, you never know. And it's not the question of having an off match or a good match. Sometimes it so happens that Asensio in the same match can play really well and really badly. I don't know. I mean, it just baffles me. The last game even, right? He was both good and bad in the same game. So you don't know which Asensio you're going to get. I really hope that we get to see the Asensio that we saw in the league game before our match against Liverpool. I mean, he was in prime form that day. He could do no wrong. He was scoring. His touches were brilliant. I mean, so if we could, so we know he has that quality. I just don't know what it is that makes Asensio tick and what doesn't, you know. It's just unexplainable. So that said, there is something about Rodrigo. Even in the last match, the game changed when he came on. And he does make an impact. He changes the pace of the game. And again, he's another person who you can never predict, right? With these two, you don't know. So I'm guessing it's a good thing we have more substitutions allowed now. That gives us options to try. But I would still be confused. And I would still look at if we can keep going with the combo, that the combination that we start out with. Like Naved was saying, I think Zidane has throughout this season pushed the starting, the guys who start to see the game through to the very end. And it's only like the minor substitutions that he makes only when it's absolutely necessary. But he pretty much expects, especially our midfield, to pull through till the very end, because these are the guys, like, you have a 35-year-old Modric, but we play him like almost 90, like all 90 minutes, you know. So that's pretty much the expectation. And that's how I think they have played this entire season. So it, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but that shouldn't come as a surprise to them. And I think that's how it's going to be even today. I think the guys who start are going to, most of them are going to see it through to the end.
One thing I'm going to add. So yesterday I was seeing this, the on-field chit-chat between Zidane. You know, Zidane, you know, he's a great speaker, you know, he's a great orator. And you have seen from time to time the way he motivates. So he was standing in Stamford Bridge last night, and he was saying to the guys, just enjoy the game. Have the ball and enjoy the game. So that guy is so chill. Zidane, you know, Mr. Zidane is so chill. Like, you know, that is his quality, because he actually, instead of deploying pressure to his players, he actually absorbs the pressure. So, exactly. So he acts, you know, as, you know, that big brother who actually, you know, motivates you. Things are going to be all right. So they are not worried, actually. They are not so worried if they are going to get out. And it's not like we are Man City or we are PSG that we haven't played semifinals of Champions League. So this is something routine for Real Madrid, you know, coming to Champions League finals. So count from 2011 till 2021, like, we have almost played 8 Champions League finals. So it's really a big thing, you know. So these guys over there, it's Varane or Asensio or Ramos, or these guys have a lot of experience playing semifinals of, and, you know, coming to these situations. We have been in similar situations against Bayern Munich, against Borussia Dortmund, against a lot of, and we have been a punto de, like, just on the point of, you know, being going through. So you know, I believe in Zidane, and I believe in this squad. And I have really high expectations that, you know, today we are going to see one quality game of football.
Okay. So one interesting fact that we came to know lately, that Real Madrid did not lose any match after January and did not concede more than one goal in any of those matches. So that shows that how incredible and how solid we were in our defense. Thanks to our defenders. So given that Varane and Ramos were not available in most of those matches, and also a person we have missed out which is Courtois. Like, he did a tremendous job with his comeback. Sure. Like, I have been supporting Real Madrid since 2002. I did not see such comeback from any of the players. Like, he was horrible in his first season. Then he actually pulled himself at a position that we actually think that he is the alpha man for Real Madrid, and he is the savior in some cases. So having said that, I will have a question for all of you. We'll start with Zenuka, then Navid, and then Stuart. Like, given that we still miss our some players like Varane, we are missing Vasquez and Carvajal, but we are equipped with the squad that we look up to. Like, there are more players. Like, in the second half of the season, we did not have that much of players in our resource or so. Having said that, what should be the what will be the strongest side of Real Madrid for tonight's match, and what should be the weakest part, do you think, Dhenuka?
The strongest part, I think, you just mentioned, I think Courtois, for me, is the player of the season for Madrid. Okay. He has saved us numerous times this season. And he had a horrible first season. And I was among the people who actually at the beginning, I was like, why on earth did we let Navas go? And, you know, why did we get him? And he's overhyped and whatnot. I was thinking along those lines. But this is like redemption, like you see in the movies, right? It's a it's like a movie, a fairy tale or a movie story unfolding with Courtois. So he has been really good. He has, I think, single-handedly saved us in a lot of matches. And our defense has been so good. I mean, given the fact that, like you mentioned, all the injuries that we had, every time we had one person come, we've lost two or three. So, and I think Zidane has worked impossible combinations this time around. We have even seen Valverde, when someone was talking earlier, I think Navid was talking about Valverde being employed to play. There was a game where we even played him like Vasquez, right? Because we don't have the guy who was our once upon a time forward being playing as our right back. So this has been the season where we have swapped and changed and come up with combinations like we've never done before and still managed to get to the semis of the Champions League and in the fight for La Liga in a very good, in second place. So I think our strongest thing would be this ability to adapt to any situation that has now been thrown at us and the ability of these players to adapt in these messed up combinations, right? Formations. I think that is a big plus for us. And another thing also is that the second leg at home sometimes it's not easy because they have to contain us and make sure that it's a very tricky combination to employ. Like you can't go all out defending. You can't just park the bus. You have to maintain that balance. And it's always tricky getting playing at home in that in the second game. So I think Madrid has an advantage over there. Real actually has an advantage in that they are playing at Stamford Bridge this time. And given that we have our sort of almost full-length squad, and we have been playing well. So before the first leg, if you saw, we weren't playing really well in the league either. The draw with Getafe happened before that, right? Before our first leg. I mean, we were not playing really well even in La Liga, I think, before the first leg. But now the confidence is slightly back and we played really well in the last game. So that and the fact that Ramos is back, these are huge morale boosters. And like what he said, right, Navid said, Zidane is so cool and chill. Hi, and everybody. That is the Real Madrid philosophy, right? Because you don't, the team is calm and cool. That's how you manage to get a 92-48 in the first place, because that is our USP, the ability to keep our cool and score those impossible goals, I think. Is the USP of Madrid. So these are, I think, the strengths at Real Madrid. Just being champions for so long and being like veterans at this league, I think.
Okay, so I think I will hear about our weak points from Navid. Like, where are the things that we can suffer from?
One thing I would like to, you know, speak before, you know, starting about the weak points, about Thibaut Courtois. You know, so this guy is like, you know, this guy is a legion, to be honest with you. Although, you know, he is not like Gigi Buffon or, you know, Iker Casillas. But time after time, starting from Atletico de Madrid, then he went back to his main club, which was Chelsea. And then he came back to Real Madrid. And he actually, Navas actually, you know, because he came and Navas had to, you know, lose his position. This guy has earned his spot. you know, this guy actually proved that he was one of the best, if not for the best goalkeepers in the world. And he didn't take a lot of time, you know, in the first season, you know, it was pretty difficult for him to adapt. But from there onwards, since there onwards, you know, he has been doing tremendous. Like, you know, the last season, you see, he made us win La Liga. And then this season, he has been, if we are alive in La Liga, you know, I would give the maximum credit to Thibaut Courtois. So this guy is a legend. He is a perfect example of, you know, to get over your challenges. You know, he has been, you know, getting over all his challenges. So you know, I have like massive respect for this legend. And, you know, I had the pleasure to speak to him. So I actually, you know, I'm a big fan of Thibaut Courtois. And I don't think, you know, Real Madrid can have a better goalkeeper than this. Obviously, Keylor Navas gave us a lot of things. But could be possible it was a cycle. And Thibaut Courtois had to come and to take this place and, you know, to defend this this Real Madrid goal. So what we are going to speak about the weak points. So weak points, you know, goalkeeper, we have the best goalkeeper in the world, which probably could have Real Madrid could have had. Defense, it's amazing. Like, you know, Nacho and Militao, you know, they are playing the football of their lives. Like, you know, I believe they were waiting, you know, all these times, you know, to play these games. And they are actually getting their moments of glory. Ramos, like without a question, you know, that guy deserves the starting 11 and Mendy. So defense is quite complete. It's quite strong. Midfield, you know, this is the best midfield Real Madrid have ever had, I believe, in the past a lot of years, actually. Casemiro, Cruz, Modric. So now where we lack is the attack, you know, the forward, you know, because, you know, we do a lot of things and then we reach the area and there we are not able to convert the chances. So this is the biggest weak points to being able to convert the chances. This is going to be a big challenge today. And we are going to see if we are going to capitalize the chances created by the defense and the midfield and being fed to the attack. So this is one of the biggest weak points I can mention today.
Okay. So now I'm coming to Stuart. I think we did not, we hasn't heard from him.
I'll be quick because okay, we have the match coming up.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to, so I think the discussion.
I do.
Yeah. Sure. Go on.
Misty, please go ahead. You were saying.
No. I think you carry on. We were trying. Misty? You were saying so. Yeah. I think you should carry on.
It's quite okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. I think everybody spoke in many assets. So I'd like to add one key point, which could be our Achilles, well, it's our strength. And if we can build from there, I believe we'll be in good shape. I'm very concerned about the shape that Ramos is in. If you think about it, he has not played many games. He's not in playing form. While I'm very surprised that he's playing, but in reality, if you look at the entire squad, Zidane is saying, I'm going with my best guys. You know, he's going with his guys, right? These are my guys. And he's going with the 11 guys that he feels he can win the game. So all that being said, while a great team always is built from the back through the front, I do have to say that to me, the weakest point is Ramos, because we don't know how he is. And if we can build from Ramos on forward, I think we'll be in good shape. And we always have to put our money on Real Madrid. We know that.
Okay. So I want to have a broader discussion for... Hello, Stuart. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So I just want to have a discussion about the entire season. Like I would not say that we started very well. Like we have a lot of struggling phases that we were there was a time that we were about to get eliminated from the group stage even we could not if we could not beat Inter. So about everything that what's actually special happened in the middle of the season that we actually started playing better again and at this moment of the season, we are actually competing for two major trophies. So what's your take about the entire season and what actually worked very well in your eyes? Stuart. Did you hear the question?
Are you asking me, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
We're having a delay.
Oh, okay. So did you hear my question, Stuart?
Yes, okay, you want me to speak? We have to be proud of the team. You have 50 plus injuries on a team. You are on a rebuilding year. You're fighting for two of the most coveted trophies in European football, which is your local league. I think regardless, whatever happens from today is going to mark many things, but we have to be proud of the entire crew because it has been an off season in many ways. And the fact that you're today on the 5th of May fighting for greatness, and I'm very, I said it at the beginning of the season that we were going to win the league, and people telling me that we were crazy. So that being said, I think Zidane has to be known as probably one of the most resourceful coaches in history of Real Madrid. And that being said, I will tell you that considering what has happened, considering the fact that we had no major signings, if I have to rate, I would put it in an 8. And if we reach finals of any kind of there, I would put it at a 9.
Okay, so how is this season is going to end? What do you expect from this team? Or what can happen?
Whatever they want it to be, it will happen. How about that?
That's interesting.
It's up to them now. But I put them on a high regards in the sense of that this team has done tremendously well considering that you had 50 injuries and no signings. And
exactly.
Even more important, people have now talked about, there is players like Blanco who are coming on strong, who are really, really people, players to consider. And I'm pretty excited about what's coming ahead. I became an optimist. So as I said before, I have to put them very up there that to be able to compete to the highest level, being Real Madrid and be able to deliver the way they have this season, as they say in France, chapeau.
Exactly. Yeah, lately Blanco has been really impressive. And also I will talk about Gutierrez. He is also brilliant in the left, as a left back. In the last match, he made a brilliant cameo against Osasuna. So as we have entered the discussion about La Liga, I'll come to Dhenuka that given the situation, like Barça has a match against ATM and also we are in somewhat good situation, considering that we have good head-to-head advantage from Barça and ATM. So what do you see that how much is it possible to pull off the this year's La Liga?
I agree with what Stuart said. I think everything is a bonus from now on, because to be able to achieve so much with, like he said, no signings, no major signings, and with the season we've had with 54, 57 injuries now, I'm not even sure. After beyond 50, I just lost count. With all of this,
right?
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. So I think everything is a bonus. Having said that, Atletico and Barca have a match against each other, which is our biggest betting point now, because that is where one team is sure to drop points, if not both. But also remember that we have some tough games as well, right? We have Sevilla coming up. We have two away games and two home games, if I'm not mistaken. So we also have tough fixtures. We've had a very busy calendar. And we have to rely on the fact that these guys have to drop points in all the other games that they play in the rest of the season now, whatever little is remaining. So, I think everything now is a bonus. We win La Liga, it's a bonus. We come in second. I still think we should applaud this team. And no matter what happens today, I think we've had a very good season considering everything that has happened. So, and I don't want to jinx anything, so I'm not going to say anything. I believe in the power of the jinx.
Okay, so when we just came to know one thing, that Chelsea fans greeted Real Madrid with stones again. That's here to Real Madrid boss, like Liverpool fans, the amazing English fans as usual. So what do you think? Will it be a extra motivation for us? Or that can turn into another... that can turn into worse things?
Was that for me or for...
Yeah, you can say.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think these players are used to all of these tactics. It's a part and parcel of the reception now, I think. So I don't think they are too fazed by all of this. And I think today or last night when they were training, I actually saw Cruz smiling. And I was very kind of, I took it as a very good sign that he's happy and chill and calm. So I think these players are above all of these things. If it works as motivation, perfect. What more do we need? The last time that happened, we went through and we got through to the semi-final. So it shouldn't matter now.
Okay. So Navid, I want to know that we have pointed out some strengths and weakness so far in our season, and we have pointed out very well. But if we think about reinforcing the team for the next season, so what will be your thoughts that where we need to purchase players, or when we need to leave some players because they might not be adding values as they were once. So about reinforcement, what's your thought?
Man, when it comes to restructuring the team, just imagine the fact that, you know, the biggest signings we had in the past two seasons, obviously this season we didn't sign anyone, but the last season we signed two big guys, which was Hazard and Jovic. So imagine the fact without, you know, with the presence of these big signings who were not able to deliver anything, Zidane managed to win La Liga last year, and then, you know, more than 50 injuries and, you know, a lot of, 13 points behind, you know, that has a lot of contribution of Atletico as well, dropping points, but at the same time fighting in two competitions, La Liga and Champions League. You know, this Zidane has a big merit. And, you know, about the next season, I'm more worried about Zidane than anything else. I wish that, you know, Zidane could continue in Real Madrid. And, you know, for the upcoming seasons, because I don't think that there could be any better coach in the history of Real Madrid than Zinedine Zidane. And research about what we could do now for restructuring the team is try to sign one of these big names, either Haaland or Mbappe. So my personal favorite would be Mbappe, because, you know, I believe that this guy was born to play for Real Madrid. You know, he wants to play for Real Madrid, and, you know, he has showed his desire to play for Real Madrid, and that is one of the reasons he has not renewed his contract with PSG, despite PSG offering him a staggering amount of money. But, you know, that guy wants to, you know, win glory, create some history, and I believe that could be the perfect match for Real Madrid and for Mbappe. So that could be the best solution for Real Madrid.
Okay. So I think we are just we're just 30 minutes away from the match, so we'll be very quick with our last questions. Like, first of all, I just want to know that how much confident are you are feeling about the tonight's match, and what should be your prediction? Like, we usually take this prediction at every at every episode of our podcast. So I will start with Dinuka. I think we have lost Stuart somehow, but I hope he joins as soon as possible. So Dinuka.
I'm going with the first part. I'm fairly confident today. I'm more confident today than I was in the first leg, to be very honest, because I think it's not going to be an easy match for Chelsea. And the fact that we are playing well in La Liga and that we have an almost full strength team, I'm much more confident about today than I was with during the first leg. As for my prediction, I think 2-1 to Real Madrid.
2-1 for Real Madrid. Navid?
Man, I'm also going to be very optimistic, and you know, 2-1 for me will be the best result. Like, even if it is 2-2, well and good, but you know, let's try to win this. And you know, I think 2-1 will do a great job for Real Madrid today.
Okay, so I'm not going to jinx the entire thing about talking about Man City, like yesterday they actually pulled it off to the final. So congratulations to them. But I hope we met them in Istanbul at the end of this month. So I think this is pretty much of it for tonight. It was a great discussion and meeting new people. Like this is the first time I have met Madridista from other parts of the world, and thank you for joining with us, having different time zones and everything, and also that we hope that we can make it to the final so that we can have another amazing discussion like this. So if you want to say anything in the last, so please feel free to.
I wanted to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for giving us the opportunity to do this. It was fantastic catching up. It's always fun to talk about football and great fun to talk about Real Madrid always. But yeah, giving us this platform, and it was so nice to finally meet you all and put our face to all the names we've been hearing of. So thank you so much for having us, and hopefully we pull off a brilliant win today. And yeah, like you said, we'll do another one for the final. I'm optimistic. Ala Madrid.
Navid.
Oh man, I'll just say Ala Madrid in Ala Mas. Like, that's
okay. So
let,
we
let,
lost.
Let our, team do, let our team do the job. Ala Madrid in Ala Mas.
Okay, so we lost Stuart, but thanks to him as well for joining the show. So okay people, so thank you for hearing us and and putting some brilliant comments in the box. We actually enjoyed the show discussing about Real Madrid. Hope we can have another show like this for final, and let's enjoy the game, let's score some goals, and go to the final again. Until then, Ala Madrid. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.